At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" 7, they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. What can we take with us from this gospel passage today? In it, we see many, many people who walk up the mountain in search of a good word and healing. Jesus is compassionate and heals them. Afterwards, Jesus gives thanks and breaks bread with them. The question I ask today is, why don't the people we love walk up that mountain with us? In other words, why don't the people we love change? Why doesn't my child or grandchild, husband or wife, change? Why doesn't that somebody I care about stop his drug habit? Or why don't they get married instead of just living together? Why doesn't he or she just change? Of course, I don't need to change. Could it be fear? Is that why people don't change? Fear of the unknown? Fear that what we may change to may be worse than what we had before? Or perhaps the person won't change because they're having too much fun. St. Augustine wanted to change his habits, even prayed about it. And his mother, St. Monica, prayed about it for many years. But he is well known for saying something like, "Change me, please, but not yet, Lord." If they could just see the benefits of changing, we might argue. So at every opportunity, we try to sell them on the benefits. This is usually where lecturing and nagging come in handy, right? Or preaching. The people in this gospel who went up to the mountain did not need to be lectured or nagged. They sensed the benefits before they even started their journey. Because there were visible signs of Jesus' work in the countryside, and word traveled fast. So when they heard that Jesus was nearby, they dropped everything they were doing, and they walked, perhaps even ran, up the mountain to see Jesus. So they changed their tune the day they climbed the mountain, taking everybody with them they met along the way. It says, "Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them." This is so different from many other scripture passages where we see the blind and lame all alone at the side of the road, begging for Jesus' healing touch. They're often portrayed alone. In this passage, the crowds took them and placed them at his feet, the lame and the blind and the mute and a variety of others. These handicapped people were not alone. They were accompanied by their friends and family, if not carried, to Jesus. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. And in the process, I would dare say, those who carried and accompanied them were healed as well. He healed all of them. We too must be with those whom we hope will change and not cast them out of our lives. We must pray for them and love them and be ready, awake to the opportunity, so that when they say, "Take me up to the mountain," we can do it. Change may not happen immediately or in the way we would like to see it, but as Saint Monica, the mother who never gave up, found out, it did happen, and according to God's plan. In other words, we must wait for our loved ones to change, standing by them, praying for them. And also, we must wait for the Lord. During this season of Advent, with God's help, let us work at being vigilant and patient. And let us wait in joyful expectation for the day when those we love are ready to climb that mountain with us. And then, in joy, we will accompany them, guide them, and if necessary, carry them.